CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2 RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you, it's read to you as usual by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the script of this broadcast on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 25th of February 2018. Here are the main news headlines. New RSGB ETCC chairman appointed. Bodleian talk on what is wireless. NRC to open 6 days a week. The RSGB is delighted to announce that Andrew Barrett, G8DOR, has been appointed as the new chairman of the Emerging Technology Coordination Committee, or ETCC, for an initial period of 3 years. Andrew is the current vice chairman. The ETCC functions to develop and enhance the UK amateur radio repeater and data communications network and to promote the instruction and rollout of appropriate new technologies. They receive, vet and advise on all proposals in respect of analogue or digital voice repeaters, TV repeaters and data communication systems, passing the finalised documents to Ofcom for issue. The RSGB would like to thank John McCulloch, GI4BWN, for the enormous level of work he's put into the role of ETCC chairman for over 12 years, particularly in his work with Ofcom. A forthcoming lecture at the Western Library, Broad Street, Oxford, may be of interest to radio amateurs. Jacob Ward, a Bodleian Library's Burn Bussey Marconi Fellow, will be speaking on what is wireless and will explore what happened to wireless from after World War II to the birth of the new wireless in the 1980s and 90s by exploring the imagination and imagery associated with wireless communications by its biggest proponents, the Marconi companies. The talk takes place on the 6th of March from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. and is a free public event. All are welcome. Tickets can be reserved via tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0225-A4alpha. The RSGB is pleased to announce that the National Radio Centre, located at Bletchley Park, will now be open on Mondays. Starting from Easter Monday, the 2nd of April, the NRC will now be open 6 days a week, closing only on Tuesdays. NRC opening times run in accordance with the Bletchley Park Museum, 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in winter and 5 p.m. in summer. Bletchley Park admission details are at www.bletchleypark.org.uk. RSGB members can gain free access to Bletchley Park, including the National Radio Centre, by downloading a voucher from the membership services area of the RSGB website, rsgb.org/bletchley-park-voucher. An international amateur radio team that postponed a December 2017 the expedition to the disputed Spratly Islands has now plans to be on the air in early March from Layang Island, also known as Swallow Reef, under Malaysian call sign 9Mike0W. The IOTA reference is AS051. The operation will be on the air on 160 to 6 metres using CW, SSB and digital modes, whilst the Royal Malaysian Navy maintains a presence on the reef. Ownership of the Spratlys has also been asserted by the People's Republic of China, Taiwan, Vietnam and the Philippines, in addition to Malaysia. The Spratlys are number 56 on Club Log's DXCC Most Wanted list. Another RSGB 2017 convention presentation has been added to the video portal for RSGB members to view. The talk is by Ian White, GM3SEK, and called VHF-UHF-DX, The Game of Decibels. In a talk aimed at technical levels, Ian explains that decibels are the currency in which we measure our station's performance. We can count our gains and losses, save our decibels or throw them away, and eventually find our own answers to the age-old question, what is one decibel really worth? Ian explains why we use decibels and why 1 dB can be worth more to VHF, UHF, DXs than almost anyone else, and how counting the decibels can point us to the next station improvement. Take a look at www.rsgb.org/videos for this and many other talks. Richard Lamont, G4DYA, has been appointed to the joint role of Amateur Radio Observation Service and Intruder Watch Coordinator. Richard has been a broadcast engineer with the BBC, an editor of radio magazines and a company director. He also knows his way around the ITU regulations. The RSGB welcome him to his new role. Richard succeeds Mark Jones, G0NGX, who we thank for putting a great deal of time and energy into these activities over the last 5 years. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, the 25th, the BRATS, B-R-A-T-S, Medway Radio Rally takes place at the Victory Academy, Magpie Hall Road, Chatham in Kent, ME45JB. Doors open at 10 a.m. with disabled visitors gaining access at 9:30. Admission £2.50. There's free parking and talking on 145.550 megs using the call sign GB4RRR. There'll be trade stands and an RSGB bookstall. Catering is available on site. Details from HughG0BRC 07825 838 877. Also on the 25th, the Penn Coed ARC tabletop sale will be held at Penn Coed Rugby Football Club, The Verlands, Fillinger Road, Penn Coed, Charlie Fox 35 5 PD. Doors open at 8 a.m. for sellers and 10 a.m. for buyers. £2 to get in, tables £10 each, first come first served. Refreshments are available online. To book, contact Madeline Roberts 07738 375 775. Next Saturday, the 3rd of March, the Lagan Valley ARS Rally will be held in the Hillsborough Village Centre, 7 Balnahinch Road, Hillsborough, BT266AR. Doors open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with admittance £3. Everybody very welcome to attend. There'll be lots of radio equipment, both new and second-hand. Tea, coffees and sandwiches will be available. There'll be a bring-and-buy, RSGB bookstall and special interest groups. More details from Andrew Mulholland, MI0BPB, 07802 824615. Next Sunday the 4th, the Grantham ARC Radio and Electronics Rally will be at the Grantham West Community Centre, Trent Road in Grantham, NG317XQ. There's car parking on site and talking will be available. £3 to get in. There'll be trade stands, special interest groups and an RSGB bookstall. Contact Kevin, G6SSN, 07793142483 for more information. Also next Sunday the 4th, the Exeter Radio and Electronics takes place at America Hall de la Rue Way, Pinhoe in Exeter, EX48PB. There'll be trades, bring and buy, and catering is available on site. Doors open 10:30. Disabled guests and those booking in to the bring and buy having access from 10:15 a.m. Admission is £2. Details from PG3ZVI 07714198374. To get your rally or event information into GB2RS News, Radcom, and on the RSGB website, please email details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. A group will be operating for a Rotuma Island, IOTA OC060, from around the 23rd of February until the 16th of March. The call sign will be 3 Delta 2 Echo Uniform. Activity will be on all bands from 160 to 10 metres using CWSSB and digital. Rotuma is located about 650 kilometres north of Fiji and counts as a separate entity for DXCC purposes. Gerhardt, OE3GEA, is making progress on his trip around islands in the Pacific. He'll be operating as Fox Oscar, stroke call sign, from French Polynesia, from the 25th of Feb to the 10th of March, using the 30 to 10 metre bands, QSL via OE3GEA, direct or via the Bureau. Two South Korean amateurs will be operating from Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam as XV9HL. They'll be on the air from the 26th of Feb until the 6th of March. Look for them using CWSSB and digital, QSL's HL1AHS. Bernhardt, DK7TF, and Jürgen, DH6IACE, will be active as XV9DLH from Phu Quoc Island in Vietnam, AS128, starting on the 24th of February, QSL DK8ZZ. Jim, GB2REM, and Mark, WY1G, will be in Nicaragua From the 26th of February until the 6th of March, they'll be using the call sign H70X on CW, SSB and FT8, QSL via logbook, OQRS. Now the special event news. March 2018 sees the 80th anniversary of the launch of HMS Belfast, and to mark the event, the RNARS affiliated London HMS Belfast group have been granted the unusual call sign of GB80GGCN. Golf Golf Charlie November was the marine call sign of HMS Belfast. The special event call lasts from March to May. Visitors to HMS Belfast are able to see the operators using the call in the bridge wireless office. Listen for them across the bands. A special QSL card will be available, and full details are on QRZ.com. Special call sign II2RR is active until the 31st of December, marking the 70th anniversary of the first issue of Radio Rivista, the Italian Society's monthly journal. QSL var IK2VU. Now for contest news, the CQ Worldwide 160m DX contest ends its 4:48 run at 2200 UTC today the 25th. It's SSB only. The exchange is Signal Report and CQ Zone, with US stations sending their state and Canadians their province. The French RAF contest ends its 36-hour run at 1800 UTC today the 25th, using SSB on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands. The exchange is Signal Report and serial number. French stations send their département number or overseas prefix. Today the 25th, the first 70 megahertz cumulative contest takes place from 1000 to 1200 UTC using all modes. The exchange is Signal Report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday, the SHF UK activity contest takes place from 1930 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs bands. The exchange is Signal Report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the UK EI Counties 80 meter contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC, CW only. The exchange is your four-character locator. Next weekend, the 144432 megs contest runs from 1400 UTC on the 3rd to 1400 UTC on the 4th. Using all modes on 2 meters and 70 sems, the exchange is Signal Report, serial number and locator. The ARRL International DX contest runs for 48 hours next weekend, from 0000 UTC on the 3rd to 2359 UTC on the 4th, using SSB only 1.8 to 28 megs bands. The exchange is Signal Report and transmit power. US stations also send their state and Canadians their province. On Sunday the 4th, the UK Microwave Group First Low Band Contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC, all modes on the 1.3 to 2.4 gigs bands. The exchange is Signal Report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Despite warnings in the popular press that a massive solar flare was likely to cause chaos on Earth, we managed to survive it. In the event, a coronal mass ejection, which was linked to the solar flare, caused the K index to rise to 5 on Monday the 19th, but conditions became more settled from Tuesday onwards. There was DX to be had if you looked for it. For example, ET3AA in Ethiopia has been very audible on 18 megs around lunchtime. Otherwise, the sun has been more settled with no visible sunspots and a solar flux index of 68 on Thursday, which is just 2 points above what we can expect at absolute solar minimum. As the report was being prepared, a large coronal hole was visible, stretching from one solar pole to the equator. This might suggest we could have unsettled geomagnetic conditions on Earth from around the 25th on Sunday, although the NOAA figures don't support this. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain around 70, so we can expect maximum usable frequencies to remain similar, with daytime band openings up to 17 meters and occasionally 15, with nighttime critical frequencies remaining around about 3 megahertz. Bands much above 40 remain mostly closed to DX. Now VHF and up, it's cold. High pressure story this week. And although technically this is a very strong high, the air underneath the temperature inversion that these highs produced is cold and dry. This is not particularly good as at changing the refractive index of the air across the inversion, and implies that this is not really the best option for tropo. It is better than flat conditions and could possibly help out early in the mornings. A night of surface cooling gives a very low level temperature inversion near the ground that could lead to a temporary improvement in tropo. In the second half of the week, it's likely that the low pressure tracking westwards across southern Britain will bring the prospect of snowfall and perhaps icing on antenna wires and beam elements. It's always worth checking the tensions are good and shake off any ice building up in this sort of weather. We're still a month away from the return of Northern Hemisphere sporadic heat, so the best opportunity for DX on the lower band still lies in early morning random meteor contacts. The moon is at maximum declination today, so combined with low path losses with perigee this Tuesday, it's a good week for EME. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all you have from me also. Until next week.